kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. Yes, this show is becoming popular. As far as I understand, it seems to be a format that people really enjoy. And it's an hour-long format, which seems to be, you know, the right amount. Whereas Saxon's Creed is an hour and a half. And then, you know, I still think that's good for Saxon's Creed. I don't know if anyone has any, would like to change that, let me know. I'm going to talk about borders tonight. And I told you I would speak about it. None of these talks are planned, by the way. I mean, planned as far as I'm going to speak on borders. That's as far as it goes. Now, I want you to realize some things. I'm going to reiterate some things, and I'm going to tell you what's going on as far as I can see this. I had mentioned this some time ago, but nobody seems to be hearing what I'm saying, or nobody hears my shows anymore now that I'm not on YouTube. When I say nobody, I mean half the audience is gone at least. Nevertheless, I forge on. What I'm going to tell you is the Jews throughout history have helped countries to conquer other countries. For instance, the Byzantine Empire. They've used the Muslims many times to do these works. Whether the Moors came in or whatever it might be, they used the Muslims as a weapon against empires. So this is nothing new. This is the same old dirty work. The same old dirty work. And, for instance, Babylon was about to be invaded. They opened the gates for the people to come in. And then, see, why they do these things is they want to destroy these people. And then they want to destroy the incoming people as well. So by opening the gates, they have shown their allegiance to the new government or the new people that are coming in. They would even do that they'd have to go out to war, and they'd stay in the back of the lines and eventually run back to the city. They used to do this one empire at a time. But I had explained to you before that they're doing all the countries at once. This is their desperate attempt to bring in the New World Order. The Jew World Order, should I say, which is democracy in every country, a central bank in every country, and the Pope bringing in all religions into Mother Babylon. You see them working in unison. They're all for the Muslims. The Pope is all for the Muslims coming in and against the white people. The people that are working in the governments are also the same. They're sellouts. They are traitors to their people. Many of them have Jew blood running through them. And they've been trapped by ideologies. The militaries of the countries mean nothing anymore, except for the U.S. military. And the white men of the U.S. military are more than willing to destroy their own country, it seems to me, because they're not going to stop this Muslim invasion. And they're going to enforce it upon the white people of the nation. They don't know what they're dealing with. People can't see in front of their own eyes. That's the problem. And so this Muslim invasion that's happening, Muslims and blacks, Moors were black, right? Black Muslims. All these things are being done. They have admitted, the Jews have admitted, that it is them who is causing this immigration. And you, most of you, or some of you, don't understand that this is just history repeating itself. What you're doing is you're watching the end of your country. You're watching the end of America and France, etc., 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 etc. And they'll come in and take over the governments without a whimper, without a shot, because they'll bring these people in and put them in our governments, and they'll vote against you. Because democracy just needs 51% of the people to vote against you, and you're done with. So you've allowed democracy, and you say it's your beloved democracy, many of you. And you're going to find out just how beloved your democracy is, unfortunately. Because the democracy is what is enabling the destruction of you and your country. I'm included, of course. And so this is what's going on all around the world. But this is different because this flood came out of the mouth of the devil, in the sense. Oh, it came out before, but it's surrounding the woman. See, it was only surrounding a country or something before to end an empire. Now it's surrounding the woman Israel, which are the Caucasian people. We're being surrounded. And I had a woman in Germany, a dear woman in Germany, tell me that the German people get nothing from the government. But anybody coming in, they get all kinds of benefits. So in America, the old elderly white people still get something from the government. But in Germany, they don't get anything. see, what this is, Merkel gets upset if the Germans wave their flag. And now you see this happening in America with the flag from the South, the Confederate flag, which is Jacob crossing his arms over Ephraim and Manasseh. So you're watching the literal end of your country. You're now an occupied country. Germany is an occupied country. Just like Palestine is an occupied country. And it appears America is slipping down the slippery slope. But somehow Yahweh, they've tried to kill this horse. I call it a stallion. And they've tried to drag it down into the mire as far as they could, but the stallion still stands. So we'll see what the Father's plan is in all of this. We see that France will never be the same. It was a wonderful culture. The Jews got in there and they race mixed heavily. I'm French, but I'm not, this is from a long time ago. It's not from the current race mixed France. I'm German, English, Irish, and French. But today's France is heavily race mixed. They, like the Germans, they've tried to race mix them out of existence. The Kalergi plan, etc., etc. You can see when you have a Falasha Jew over you as your president, you know that your country has been taken over and occupied. When you have pieces of garbage like Barack Obama and his boyfriend Michael Obama. Now, I told people that for a long time, and they said, nah, no way, no. But now, it's come out, hasn't it? Now, it's no longer no way. It's, yes, that's the way it is. That's humiliating America. And the Jews were laughing all along while it was going on. They knew. You heard the Jewess say it, and then shortly after she said it, she was dead. What an awful thing that Jew was, too. Just looking at it would make you want to vomit. Jews are the most disgusting people. They're right up there with the street crappers and all the rest of them that are also street crappers. Blacks, all of them. They're all very scary people to look at. And nobody wants anything to do with them. Not even them. But your substance is being eaten, and you're not going to have any of it, because once they've taken over your government, which they have with democracy, and it became a socialized democracy, they started divvying out all of your money to Israel, to Africa, to these people that are in our country that they bring in. They give them all kinds of money. I'm one of the poorest people you'll ever know of. I made more money when I was a paperboy than I make right now. The Father's somehow sustaining me. Of course he can do it. But, your money, your wealth, Your gold has been stolen. And it's all been given away. They don't want you flying your flags here in America. They don't want you. We're going to fly them anyway. But it's a sign of being a conquered people. And my heart goes out to Germany. It really does. I'm so proud of the German people because they gave their lives for us. And I know it. You see, the real German, the real heroes of World War II and World War I are Germans. Not any other country has any heroes, as far as I know of. The Germans gave their lives for us to save us from what we're going through today. And now that we're going through it, we're getting what we deserve. These are the just desserts. For killing your brothers. For demonizing your brothers. For believing Jews over your own brothers. For playing dirty in warfare against your own brothers. And playing dirty in peace as well. The Father has witnessed it all, and there will be reconciliation. I love those people, and I would rather have died with them on the battlefield than to live in their present country right now. I'm proud of Hitler. I'm proud of the German soldiers. I'm proud of the SS. Everybody that sees those German uniforms is proud, no matter if they're Asians or whatever they are. Everybody knows in their hearts, somehow, some way, that the Germans were right and that the Germans were good and decent people. And they wouldn't be raping any women on the battlefield. You don't understand German people. They're the top of the top of the white race. They are the tribe of Judah. Now, some of Ireland is tribe of Judah. I'm three parts tribe Judah. Unless I'm Celtic too, instead of Judah, but Ireland has Judah in it too. Oh, I guess I'm not three parts because I'm two parts. I got a little bit of Ephraim, I guess, too. England. But make no mistake, you can mix within the races, the Adamic race, but you can't mix with the beast of the field. The two-legged beast of the field. And the Jew is the most subtle beast of the field. And so these borders, what it means is they're letting the enemy into your country to conquer you. It's a sign that you're conquered. Now let's take some retrospectives. Let's look back at the election, and I told you that whomever was against making America great again, against closing the borders, against making America more conducive to whites, against bringing back industry to America and making her strong again, etc., 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 that anyone that was against that, you should reveal to you who the enemies of the world are. Now, we know it was the Jews. We know it was Hollywood Jews. We know it was communist blacks. We know it was traitorous white people, Freemasons, etc., etc., etc. But now the issue of the borders is here. You see, we're certainly not making America great again, so they don't have to worry about that. And as far as making it conducive to whites, they're doing everything they can to go against that as well. Big business is also against making America great again, et cetera, et cetera. So the borders. When we speak about the borders right now, who is coming against Trump putting up a border wall? That'll tell you who your enemies are. Nancy Pelosi, you put her back in office, you put her back in as Speaker of the House, you put a woman in a leadership position who is no leader whatsoever. She has done nothing to lead anything except lead us down the toilet. And you want some more of her, huh? Well, I told you she's got the Jewish connection, she's got the Sicilian connection, and she's got this wild propensity to do business with Jews and do everything she can for the Jews. And the first order of business for her getting the government back up and running is to equalize everything that Donald Trump has done against Israel, as she puts it. But she doesn't want any open borders. So, does she care about you, citizens of America? Does she care about this country? No. She's following the Jews' agenda to the T because she's got Jew blood running through her. Who's the other proponent that definitely doesn't want a wall? Chuck Schumer. Filthy, dirty, rotten, smelly Jew. That we want all of these Jews out of this country. Nobody wants him in power. And I'll tell you, I certainly don't. If I had anything to do with it, he would be taken by the collar and dragged and put on a ship to Israel. And I think he should be tarred and feathered before he gets on the ship. The filthy, murderous Jew. Hiding in New York, hiding all over the place. You see, there's another thing I want to mention about things. Germany, once they straightened out their borders, see, Hitler, he could ride through all of Germany and stand up in his vehicle and salute his people, and nobody wanted to kill him. How about our politicians today? They must hide in the darkness of a limousine, afraid, with bulletproof windshields. Even the Pope, the filthy, dirty, Jewish, baby-killing, flesh-eating, blood-drinking Pope, has to hide behind bulletproof glass. Doesn't that tell you something? Doesn't that tell you something? When somebody that's supposed to be the light of the world has to hide in the darkness or behind a limousine or behind a Pope glass there. I don't know if they still use that or if they don't. What is it telling you about the leader? That the people don't respect the leader, that the people don't want the leader. See, we didn't want Clinton, we didn't want, well, I guess there were some people that wanted him. We didn't want the Bushes. We didn't want Obamanation. And this fella's starting to stink up the area, too. And so they can do everything for Israel here in this country. They can pass all kinds of laws, no hide laws to kill the Christian people. They can do all these things. They can't. You see, you've got to remember Miss Pelosi. She was so happy to put the American white people into bondage. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Remember? You don't remember, do you? And she wants to bring people into your country to kill you, to rape your children, to make your streets unsafe, to steal your money through governmental, to vote against you. And we're going to sit and take this? Can you imagine the founding fathers, what they would do to Nancy Pelosi? Or Chuck Schumer? Or Dianne Feinstein? At all? My prayer is that the Father will destroy these people that are setting traps for us. These people that have acted on the behalf of the devil, for they are his children. They're accursed people already. But I pray thee that the Father would not let them have one moment's peace for the rest of their lives, that there will be zero peace for all the Jews on this planet. There's no peace in the house of the blacks, that's for sure. And I declare there shall be no peace in the Jews' homes or in their lives, not even for a minute, in the mighty name of Yahweh. I proclaim the destruction of the destroyers, known as Jews, Canaanite Jews, Edomite Jews, in the mighty name of Yahweh. I pray for the deaths of all these Jews, and they have been dying at an alarming rate. They're ignoring that. I pray thee, Father, that thou wilt take revenge upon this destructive, destroying, ugly, inside and out, so-called people, in the mighty name of Yahweh. We've had enough of these Jews, I'll tell you. And a record number of them have made the Aliyah. It's called the Aliyah when they, after they do enough destruction in a country and it gets too hot, they have to jump out of the flame into the Aliyah, into Israel. And a record number of them have made their way there. There's all sorts of games the Jews have started up now. They're even dividing themselves up against each other. They've got left Jews. They've got right Jews, they claim. Yeah, they got far left Jews. Oh, yes. They got Zionists, Orthodox Jews that are against this and that. It's a bunch of hooey. I've had enough. I don't want to hear another word from any of these Jews. I don't want to hear any more from them. We, as the American people, don't want to buy Chinese goods. We, as American people, want to have borders. We, as American people, want to live with our own people. We as American people do not want to have Jews in our government. And you may say, well, but I do. I want to have Jews. You will realize sooner or later, you will come to the conclusion. I know you will, because everybody does. Everybody does that looks into it, that will keep an open mind to it, and begin to do some study. It doesn't take long to figure out who's doing all this to your country, to your children, through your schools. Open borders is total irresponsibility. Open borders is impractical. Open borders is foolish, downright stupid. And I know what it is because I recognize it. You got to understand that these Jews have done this and used the Muslims and Negroes, etc., etc., many times before. So over here, they happen to have the Mexicans, which there's 150 million of them that have Jew blood, according to a new article. Looks like Emma Heisel was right about this. And of course, you could tell he was right anyway. The most violent places in the world are in South America. None of them want open borders either. And so, when you see somebody coming out against the wall being put up, whether they're using some kind of sympathetic thing where they say, those poor children, oh my goodness, the children, oh. Yeah, there's children all over the world. What about our children in America that are being raped and killed? Oh, we don't care about white children. We're worried about those Guatemalan children and Brazilian children and Mexican children. Oh, are you? Are you really? I'm not. That's not my responsibility. And it's not my country's responsibility. If you want to make your nation great, you make your nation great again. Don't come here to destroy my nation like you've destroyed your own. I cannot wait for the Father to end all of this. I'm serious. I cannot wait. It's just so pathetic. It's so pathetic. To watch our people do nothing. This thing takes a place without a whimper or a shout. And others are trying to help it to happen. They think, I'm so good. I'm going to help my enemies destroy my country. I'm going to help my enemies come and rape my daughter. Come and rape my daughter, will you? I'm going to help my enemies. Come in. They're knocking on our borders. They need our help. You must let them come in so that they can rape and kill and steal and plunder and destroy our civilization. You've got to do that. Because I'm so stupid, I can't see 2 feet in front of my face. I don't even know what's going on. I didn't know that we're at the war with the Jews, never mind at war with all the others that they're bringing in. Can't we all just live together, huh? You know what kind of bull crap that is? No, the answer is no, we can't all just live together. And the Father never wanted us to live together. As a matter of fact, he split us up a long time ago and put us where he wanted to, and then further separated the continents to keep us from living together. It goes against nature. It goes against the will of the establishment of heaven. It goes against everything. And I'm not going to tolerate racism or racist. This is a bunch of crapola. We don't want to live with these people. We knew, you never asked us. You should have asked us a long time ago. Why would people want to come here if we don't want to live with them? They're not welcome. Oh, yes, they are. I'm a liberal, and I love going to the wonderful Jewish coffee shops with the hybrid fish woman. Oh, I love that. Yes, I bet you do. I just love all people. All people are my brothers and sisters. Oh, yes, they are. Well, you're going to find out just how much of brothers and sisters they are of yours. Unfortunately, it's really not funny, you know what I mean? Because you're going to be a bloody mess eventually. From your brothers and sisters. Yeah. All your brothers and sisters that love you so much. You think that that's going to get you anywhere in your judgment in the kingdom of the Father? Do you think that he's going to say, well, this person was so loving and loved all the people of the world and wanted to give away and let them rape his own daughter and steal his own home and change his culture and kick his God out of his country? Oh, he's just, this is a wonderful universalist liberal idiot. You people must be, you know, you must have some kind of a deficiency in your brain. It simply is that you're under a spell. And of course, I'm not talking to the people that know better. You're under a spell. You can't see the spell, you understand? And you've fallen for all these tricks. You've fallen for all the emotional stories with the children. Oh, the children. The child on the beach that died because he was coming to a country. Oh, just open all the borders. Open them up because a child died. And that never happens. I don't know what's wrong with you people, except that you're under a spell. This would be like me saying to you, well, listen, you live in a house, don't you? Well, take down all the walls of the house so that everybody can come in your house and see what's going on in your house, and they can live in your house with you, too. That's how much sense it makes. Let me just take the walls down of your house. In your vehicle, you'll no longer have any more windows because if anyone should want to come in and steal your car, you want to make sure it's wide open for them so they can have access to it, right? No more locks on the cars. Somebody wants to steal your radio. Well, we need to have open borders, you understand? You want to make sure those poor people that need all that money, your brothers and sisters, you know, your brothers and sisters, not mine. You want to make sure that they have access to your vehicle so they can steal everything. Because they need the money more than you. So, if you want open borders, then let's open Nancy Pelosi's house. We'll We want to take down her gates in front of her house and in around her house and all those that are in the government. And we want to take their walls down so that the people can just see in and walk in anytime they want. We want to make sure that they have access to Pelosi's house. This is what should be done. You want open borders? We'll give you open borders. How long do you think Pelosi would last like that, huh? And Chuck Schumer. You know, I think about the musical heroes of the past, you know, Paul McCartney's, et cetera, and Led Zeppelin and all these different people. They helped to change the world. But I wonder what they really think now. Do they think the change has been a good change? Or are they just as horrified as you and I? Now, I'm sure Mr. McCartney thinks it's wonderful. And I'm sure that these people live behind walled homes. So, they are protected from these things that you and I won't be protected from. Understood? But how can you sleep at night, really? How can you? If you've destroyed the world like this and turned a world that was always had trouble, but you've turned it into an absolute hell hole. And you've been paid well to do it, but how many years has it really lasted for you? And now what's going to happen? As you return to the flame, Mr. McCartney, all this to sing a few songs, huh? You'll sell your soul. You'll help to destroy the people of the world. You'll do all this damage to everybody. All to sing a few songs. It's amazing. It is amazing to me. And so here we are, 60 years later or whatever. And we're living in a Jewish hellhole, a multi-culti hellhole. This truly is a form of hell. There's no doubt about that to me. The crimes that are going on at this time are crimes that are so horrendous that one could not even contemplate conceiving the idea to do such a crime. Crimes against one-year-old children, 90-year-old women. I mean, this is just the most bizarre thing that is going on right now. And it's a party. It's a party for these people, for these Muslims and these blacks and everything to come in the country to get free money to rape and not get rape without impunity, rape without cause, rape without impunity, rape without consequence, practically. But there is a consequence, see? That's what the Negroes don't realize. They do all the things that they do in these half-breeds and half-breed Muslims and half-breed Jews and all of them, half-breed mestizos. They are an abomination. And so it doesn't really matter how much evil they do, like the Jew. They're gone. They've made their decision to do what they've done, and they have gone against the woman Israel. And it says that the earth shall swallow them up, and we shall see in the near future what goes on. I have no mercy for these people, to tell you the truth. I'm a merciful fellow, and my Father is very merciful in heaven. But I have zero mercy for these people. So if you tell me about a child or something, all that child is and represents to me is a future enemy of my country. Another Jew that is going to grow up and rape somebody or kill somebody. So I don't have any sympathy for these news stories with children. You see, it's all the way you really look at it, right? There's no sympathy for the devil from me. You know, maybe the Rolling Stones had sympathy for their... You know, I believe Mick Jagger is a Jew, by the way, and Wyman, and I'm sure that... I'm sure there's more than you know. See, who would want to destroy the world? Who would work with Tavistock Institute to help to destroy culture and destroy people and young people? Who would want to turn young people against their parents and change the world and make it not a better place, but make it a pure hellhole? Who would really do that but Jews and half-breeds, which Jews are half-breeds? I'm going to tell you that a fellow wrote me and he says, I started a church, and his last name was Bennett, with two T's. And he asked me what I thought of his website about his so-called theology, which I was able to find out that immediately it didn't even take me a couple of minutes. But I didn't even look at his name. I didn't realize. And so when I came across his message again, I said, I'll answer this. I said, but Bennett is a Jewish name. And he says, oh yes, my father was a Jew. But his mother wasn't. You see, it doesn't matter how many Jews I come across. They're race mixing. I told you they have to race mix. Are you believing me? Are you believing what I'm telling you? No matter where I look, they're race mixing. But you see, I tell you, look at what people do. I didn't come up with that myself. Don't listen to what people say. Watch what they do. They say they're a pure people and that they need to keep it all in the family. You get it? They don't keep it in the family because they have to race mix in order to hide in humanity, in order to have bone marrow, the life and the blood force. See, the white people, the Adamic race, have light in our blood. And we have life in our blood and life in our bone marrow. The other races at least have some life in their bone marrow. The Jews do not. Therefore, they have to keep mixing. Now, I told you this over and over and over and over and over again. I don't know if you believe me or not. But no matter where I look, just like this fellow right here, he just told me his father is Jewish, but he's starting a church. And it's a universal church. Oh, yes, it's for every queer and every everything. It's for every Negro, every Chinaman, every mestizo, every half-breed, everything. Just what we need, another church, ladies and gentlemen. And so I kind of chuckled to myself, not because the fellow thinks I'm so stupid, he must have thought I was an idiot. Because most people just, oh, this is wonderful. You love all the people of your brothers and sisters, too. Do you believe in open borders, Mr. Bennett? I bet you do. And Mr. Bennett would say, but I'm not a Jew. Because your mother has to be a Jew in order for you to be a Jew. But you see, we all know that if you have any Jew blood in you at all, you're a Jew. You're a half-breed. You're an abomination to the ever-living God, and you're starting a church? I mean, let's get real here. What is it, the Church of the Abomination? What, do you pass the plate to every half-breed on the planet? I'm sure you'll be successful because you're a Jew. No, no, I'm not a Jew. My mother, if my mother was a Jew, I'd be a Jew. Oh, really? That's funny because the scriptures always go by the man. It's the Jew that goes by the woman. There's reasons for that. But I'm not going to tell Mr. Bennett what the reason is. It's very simple. And this is the kind of crap that, you know, you deal with on a daily basis. You know what I mean? It's like the world is so messed up right now that that's why the Father has to reboot it all again. The world is in, you see what I mean? You got to understand this now. I use this equation over and over, and maybe you've never heard it before. Okay, the equation is corruption leads to chaos, and chaos leads to judgment. And after the judgment, the chaos has to be brought into order. Not, you see, they copied the Father. They imitated the Father. When the world was void, it was in chaos. And he brought it into order and placed it all, the stars, the planets, the waters, the land, everything. He placed it in order. The Jewish Freemasons talk about ordo ab chao, which means order out of chaos. They want to bring the new Jew world order, which is democracy, the central bank, and the poop in the Vatican, bringing in all religions together to, because we're all brothers, you see. And the poop says that the Father has changed, that he no longer judges mankind. He's outgrown that. And he doesn't mind if you're a queer, or if you're a communist, or if you're a Jew, or if you're a Canaanite, or if you're an Edomite, or if you're a Negro, or if you're a transvestite. He loves all of you. You're all his children. And hybrids. But see, that's a lie. Hybrids are not the Father's children. They cannot return to the Father. They are not of the Father. He did not create them. Every plant not planted by my heavenly Father shall be plucked up, hewn and thrown in the fire. He did not plant hybrids. He commanded not to race mix. He commanded not. He said kind after kind. He said don't bring foreign women into your land and don't mix with them and don't let them bring their gods in. This is what Solomon did, and this, look what happened to Solomon. This is what now our nations are involved in, and look where our nations are at. This is the sin of Balaam, spoken about in the book of Revelation. Don't try to con me. I know what adulterated means. It means when you put something in the mix that doesn't belong there. When you change the recipe, you adulterate it. If the father made the recipe for a white man or made the recipe for a black man, and you try to change that recipe in any way, and you mix into it, you've adulterated the produce of it, the product of it, which is an hybrid, which is an abomination to the ever-living God, Yahweh himself. Let's not mix words and mince words and play any more games. Now, I have to raise my voice a little bit once in a while because the fire gets brighter. Hitler did not hide in the darkness in a limousine. He did not have to. He was out in the light. This speaks volumes, friends. This speaks volumes. This means that the fearful, you know about the fearful, right? What's going to happen to them? Remember when I gave a talk on Revelation 21:8, and I could go further than that, and will at some point in the future, I'm sure. But I've never heard a talk like that one before on that scripture. It really brought light to the real situation. And who are the abominations, the liars, etc., etc., the fearful, that will have no place in the kingdom of heaven, but will have their part of fire and brimstone in the lake, which is the second death. I have no time to tickle your ears. I have no time to win popularity contests. I only have time for the truth. And as I receive it, I give it to you. Freely. Some of you want to help me. And I thank you for that. Some of you see value in what I have to say and have comfort in my words that the Father has given, and glory to the Father in all these things. I certainly care for you, and I certainly want the best for you. You cannot continue to hide your head in the sand. It will not go away. It never did go away. And it never will. It's funny that's what the words, see if I can come up with them real quick. Somebody wanted me to talk about the words that go to the song of this show, which is known as Wiser. Yeah, same old, same old. Okay. Hopefully we have enough time. The edge of day, engaged in fray, I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubt, I've wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jaw. And the owls don't know. The owls are the wise men of the world. The pool of thought it only yields to those outworking in the fields. The trees are tall, the grass will grow on dew from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to seek. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. Think about that. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go. And that's what I just said. It just won't go. These Jews just won't go. If you hide your head in the sand, it just won't go. And the owls don't even know that. They don't know why the glowworm glows, but my heavenly Father does. Yes, he does. Well, be blessed, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to support me, I'd appreciate it. Go to davidjamesboston.com, and there's a donate link. Or, if you'd like to get one of these cruiser drives with seasons of whatever show you wish to have on there, or Bertrand Comparé's works, please write me at davidjamesboston@gmail.com. Ta-ta for now.